Chechen rebels are holding several hundred people hostage at a theater in Moscow. A group of about 40 heavily armed rebels, some with explosives strapped to their bodies, stormed the theater yesterday during a popular musical performance. They have threatened to kill their hostages and blow up the building if Russian security forces attempt to storm it. This is the most daring attack by separatist guerrillas in a decade of conflict over the breakaway Republic of Chechnya, and it's forced Russia's President Vladimir Putin to cancel a visit to Germany and Portugal to deal with the crisis. NPR's Lauren Sheets is in Moscow. What's the latest there?
Well, the theater is still surrounded by heavily armed troops, interior ministry troops, and armored personnel carriers. Most of the area around the theater has been cordoned off. We did hear an explosion coming from the vicinity of the theater earlier this morning. That made a lot of us very nervous, but we don't know the nature of it, and it doesn't appear to have come from inside the theater itself.
Are there negotiations underway?
I don't really think we can say there are negotiations underway. We know that some of the hostage takers, or at least one of the hostage takers, has been speaking to an ethnic Chechen member of Russia's parliament. We don't think it's brought anything in the way of progress. Other reports say that the Chechen hostage takers have refused quite pointedly to negotiate directly with any Russian government officials at all, with officials from the security ministry or the interior ministry. And the gunmen really have been making most of their demands known through the hostages inside the theater, who've been speaking to reporters by telephone. And the demand is that Russian troops end the war in Chechnya, that the war in Chechnya comes to an end, and that Russian troops withdraw.
These rebels had to be pretty well organized to pull this off.
Well, especially in the center of Moscow, this is a really brazen attack. The gunmen, the hostage takers, apparently had a very good understanding of the layout of this theater. As soon as they got into the building, according to the hostages inside, they began mining various parts of the building. They began attaching explosives, for instance, to some of the large columns which hold up the middle section of the building, saying that if Russian forces did try to enter the building, they would blow it up and the columns, of course, would collapse.
And it's not the first hostage incident involving Chechen rebels.
There were two similar incidents like this during the first Chechen War, 1996 and 1997, in the city of Budyonovsk. It's a Russian city which is close to the Chechnya region itself. A group of Chechen gunmen crossed over from Chechnya and took several hundred people hostage in a hospital, and that drama went on for a week. Actually ended with most of the Chechen gunmen, hostage takers, being allowed to return home, and the government, the Russian government at that time, was forced into peace talks with the Chechen rebels, which ended in a Russian withdrawal from Chechnya in 1997.
Now, what's the Russian government saying today?
Well, the government obviously has been caught completely off guard by this. I think they're in a state of shock. Most Russian politicians who've been interviewed in the Russian media so far across the political spectrum have called for extreme caution in this situation and have said the utmost concern is to save the lives of the people inside the building.
NPR's Lauren Sheets in Moscow.